Next, we have the long central helix called helix 2. The distinguishing characteristic of helix 2 is that it is strikingly hydrophobic. There are almost no basic residues to be found here, very little lysine, arginine, or histidine. There is no doubt about the function of this region of the monomer. It has clearly a structural role, since, as we shall see, the histone octamer is held together primarily by hydrophobic interactions. At the other end of helix 2, at the C-terminal end of the histone fold region, is helix 3. Some of the helix 3s have substantial numbers of basic residues, but others do not. Therefore, it would appear likely, at the present time at least, that its role, like that of helix 2, is largely structural.